In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there. Welcome to our 27-minute love-in, baby.
Oh, boy. Love-in, baby.
Get your granny glasses on. Put a flower in your hair.
I would, but I don't have any flowers yet. It's too cold outside.
Jump into your Volkswagen bus and travel back with us to the 1960s. We have a great show in store for you today.
We do.
Yes, we do.
And soon flowers will be in bloom. And then I could put some flowers in my hair, too.
In the springtime, a young man's fancy turns to thoughts of love.
It does?
The subject of my first song really wants this girl.
Okay.
It is a song by the English rock band The Kinks from 1964. It reached number 2 on the UK singles chart.
I don't do UK singles charts.
It's a worldwide hit. And number 7 on Billboard's chart in 1965.
Well, that's a good one. So this must be a good song.
It is. The song was released on their studio album, Kinks Size. Listen to All Day and All of the Night.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time.
In 1960, the Summer Olympics began in August with Rome as the host city.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing? These were the first games, believe it or not, to be fully covered on television.
That's a big first step that we took.
How about that?
My songs today are about Linda's.
Linda's what?
The name.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The name is in the song.
Okay.
Was that the girl in your first song, maybe?
Could be. But see, guys don't have to know girls' names. They don't care. I know.
Guys, unbelievable.
I know.
Well, my first song hit the Billboard Hot 100 at number 14 in 1963. Yours did better.
Uh-huh.
I know. This is just a real quickie song.
That's
it's only
bad.
A 2-minute song. It's real quick. So how can it get up there on the charts?
That's a good point.
Yours being number 7 was a very good song. I enjoyed it.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I have to try harder next time.
I figured you'd say that. And it was co-written by Royden Dickey Lipscomb.
Who?
Royden Dickey Lipscomb.
That's what I thought you said.
And he's known professionally as Dickey Lee.
Probably was a good idea to change his name.
Yeah, the Royden, that's a tongue twister, too.
Yes.
And here's I Saw Linda Yesterday.
Nights didn't seem so long no more. Pain wasn't there like it was before. Just when I thought I was really okay, I saw Linda yesterday.
Up, down, like a merry-go-round, round. I like that song.
It makes me
perky.
Well, that's good.
Did you know that in 1960, the classic American novel To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee was published on July 11th? It was Lee's first novel and was an immediate success, earning her critical acclaim and a Pulitzer Prize the following year.
Not bad for right out of the box, huh?
This portion of the show is being brought to you by
Dear Casey,
lovable be truly.
Dear kids and teacher, yours truly, your lovable postman is here with Post Alphabet.
Yeah! Wait till children, wait till recess.
Dear teacher, wait till they taste Post Alphabet. Every letter is frosted with brown sugar, and every letter's a little bit better for you.
Wait till recess.
At recess, you can try my alphabets, teacher, dear.
Recess.
They're ABC-delicious.
Get alphabets in the new Post Compact box. This is yours truly saying in alphabets, dear kids, I-L-B-C-N-E.
Boy, that postman had an annoying voice.
He did.
But look on the bright side. If you ever lose your Scrabble pieces, you can use alphabets.
Not with you, though. If I play with you, you need them all.
For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, you are listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP. 101.5 FM on your transistor radio.
Hello again, Peabody here.
Where are we going this time, Mr. Peabody?
We'll adjust the Wayback Machine to the year
1964. The Civil Rights Act is a landmark civil rights and U.S. labor law in the United States that outlaws discrimination based on race, color, religion, sex, or national origin. Listen to the 1964 news footage.
Mm-hmm. Congress passes the most sweeping civil rights bill ever to be written into the law, and thus reaffirms the conception of equality for all men that began with Lincoln and the Civil War 100 years ago. 5 hours after the House passes the measure, the Civil Rights Act of 1964 is signed at the White House by President Johnson.
We must not approach the observance and enforcement of this law in a vengeful spirit. Its purpose is not to punish. Its purpose is not to divide, but to end divisions, divisions which have lasted all too long. This Civil Rights Act is a challenge to all of us to go to work in our communities and our states, in our homes and in our hearts, to eliminate the last vestiges of injustice in our beloved country.
The legislation had been proposed by U.S. President John F. Kennedy in June of 1963, but opposed by filibuster in the Senate. After Kennedy was assassinated in November of 1963, U.S. President Lyndon B. Johnson pushed the bill forward, and that's the way it was way back when.
Gotta get back in time.
Breaking up is hard in a relationship, but when all is said and done, sometimes you feel a whole lot better.
Of course you do. You got rid of the excess baggage.
Which brings me to my next song.
Oh, it's a coinkydink, I think.
It is a song by the Los Angeles folk rock band The Byrds, first released in June of 1965 on the B-side of the band's second single, All I Really Want to Do. Which I get to play that song sometime, too.
Yeah.
It was also included on the Byrds' debut album, Mr. Tambourine Man. Rolling Stone magazine ranked it at number 234 on their list of the 500 greatest songs of all time.
Wow, this has got to be a good one.
How about that, huh?
Uh-huh.
Enjoy. I'll feel a whole lot better.
The reason why... say, I have to let you go, and right away, after what you did, I can't stay on, and I probably feel a whole lot better when you're gone. Leave it for a long time.
I love the sound of that Rickenbacker 12-string guitar. Wish I had one. Christmas, Dear Santa, Rickenbacker.
Rickenbacker.
12 string. Oh.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Herb and Harry's Happy Heartburn Cafe, where this week's special is a steaming hot bowl of their famous chili for just 35 cents. Remember, that's Herb and Harry's chili for a lunch you'll experience again and again.
Chili doesn't bother me.
No?
No.
Well, it sure bothers me when you eat it. My last song is about a beautiful girl. Her name was Linda.
Go figure.
Of course. Well, I found out that they weren't the first people to sing the song. It's called Balla Linda in Italian, which means beautiful.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh. You have to do that to me, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah. So my last song for today is a song the Grassroots did. It hit number 28 on the Hot Billboard 100 in 1969. I don't know what it hit on the Italian Hot Billboard in Italy.
Hey, how you doing?
But I know the Grassroots were number 28 on the Hot Billboard 100. Here's Balla Linda. In 1961, bacon was only 67 cents a pound, and eggs were only 30 cents a dozen. Your whole family could eat breakfast for under a buck. Can you believe that?
Isn't that something?
The whole family. Do you know what I just paid for my bacon and eggs this morning?
I know.
I bought my bacon, thank God, at Sam's Club, and my eggs I got on sale at Valley Produce, but it wasn't a buck.
Well, I think the average income back then was like $11,000 a year.
Remember,
so.
We're on Social Security, my love.
Anywho, I think Bella Linda was a heartbreaker.
I think so, too.
She must have been. Which, son of a gun, that brings me to my last song of the day.
Don't tell me it's another Coinky Dinky.
No, it says right here on the script.
Oh, okay.
It is a song from the English rock band Led Zeppelin. All right.
Ooh.
The song opens the second side of their 1969 album, Led Zeppelin II.
I better get some aspirin. It's
aptly titled their first album, then their second album was II.
Yeah, they're very, very inventive.
Yes, it was. It features a guitar riff by the great Jimmy Page. It also includes a spontaneous, unaccompanied solo in the middle of the song. Eh?
Mm.
And this solo was voted the 16th greatest guitar solo of all time by Guitar World magazine. So there.
They have a Guitar World magazine?
Yes, they do, actually.
Wow.
Rock out to Heartbreaker.
I won't take long, just watch and see.
It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.
You say. I said.